Welcome to the Trade Secrets Podcast, hosted by Damon Piatek, President and CEO of Welke Customs Brokers USA. Damon is a licensed U.S. customs broker and certified customs specialist with more than 18 years' experience in the import-export customs, transportation, and logistics sectors. Each month, Trade Secrets will bring you guests in the industry to provide their insights on timely trade issues to give you an advantage in international trade. So now, let's talk trade.
Welcome to the podcast. Damon Piatek here, Welke Custom Brokers USA. We wanted to give you a quick update about USMCA and also the trade war with China. Under the current circumstances of COVID-19, a lot of this is being lost in the media. Wanted to give you a quick update so that you could understand what's going on and what you could do to prepare for USMCA. And then we'll talk a little bit about the trade war with China and what's going on there. So on March 13th, 2020, Canada ratified USMCA under the terms of the agreement. The new trade act could be enforced as early as June 1st, 2020. So that's coming up fairly quickly. So businesses have requested a delay in the implementation of USMCA, raising concerns about having to adapt to the new rules during the global pandemic. In particular, there has been a strong push from the automotive industry and its representative groups to delay implementation because of the difficulties faced by companies adjusting to new rules and regulations in the current environment. There still is pressure in the United States to implement the USMCA before November of 2020 elections. So the question that we're getting, now we did send an update out to our clients earlier this week, and the questions that we're getting revolve around what can we do in the meantime to prepare for this? Well, number one, review the agreement for changes that may affect your business. So this is a new agreement. However, a lot of the requirements stay the same for application of USMCA that were in force under NAFTA or are currently in force under NAFTA. So what you really need to do is you need to go to the agreement, which you can get online with CBP. So if you go to www.cbp.gov, you'll be able to type in USMCA. You'll be able to get a connection to that agreement, and we'll be able to look at your specific tariff code. Now, if you need help with that, please give us a call. Love to help out. We're here to help in this time. So even if you are not a client, feel free to give us a call. I'll give you the numbers and emails at the end of the podcast so that you can give us a call. But we will help you for free understanding the new USMCA agreement. So review the agreement for the changes that may affect your business. So your specific tariff number, it may be the same under NAFTA as it is under USMCA. So we want to look at that and make sure that the same rules apply. If they don't, then you're going to have to readdress that with your specific product. You want to get the right people involved in your organization, and you want to communicate with your employees. The other thing is update employee training on this. Identify new opportunities to qualify your goods under USMCA. Because the rules are changing, if you didn't apply for NAFTA, there may be an opportunity to apply under USMCA. So really, let's look at that. Requalify your goods. That's going back to the original thing I was talking about. Requalify your goods. Right now, there is no USMCA certificate that's included in the agreement, but we are looking for that to happen very soon. My personal professional opinion is there will be a trade agreement certificate that comes out for USMCA. Right now, there is no specific data elements, but again, we're going to go back to NAFTA and USMCA are very similar trade agreements, so you want to look at those rules of origin. You want to look at everything and make sure that it still applies. And if you start the process now, qualifying all your goods, you're going to be in good shape for June 1st. The other thing is ensure that you have supporting documentation, including in your product information, so details about the qualification. Now, under NAFTA, there's three ways to apply for NAFTA, which are going to be the same three ways to apply for USMCA. The first is wholly grown or obtained in the country of USMCA. So it's Canada, Mexico, and the United States, just like NAFTA. So is it wholly grown or obtained, which means is it corn? Did you plant corn and grow it? Is it iron ore? Did you mine it? Those are wholly grown or obtained in the USMCA territories. The second is a substantial transformation or a tariff shift, but there's specific regulations to each product that go along with that, and that's what you have to look at. The third way is a combination of regional value content and tariff shifts. And the calculations are in the agreement. You want to look at those, and the thresholds are also in the new agreement, which you want to look at specific to your product. The last thing you want to do before June 1st, start now, is maintain best practices for managing all of your FTAs. This is a fantastic time to reassess what you're doing in your supply chain and see if there's any additional trade agreements out there. I've said this before, we are entering a new age of the sophisticated trader. And what I mean by the sophisticated trader is they're using all of these trade agreements, they're using the qualifications, they're using duty deferment programs. Your competition is doing it. If you are not becoming a sophisticated trader, now's the time. Use everything you can to increase your bottom line. And one of the most important ways to do that, that I'm seeing in the future, that I'm seeing right now, very few are doing it, but it's becoming a sophisticated trader. And lastly, and just quick update. So that's all about USMCA. Really quick, reiterate, it's been ratified by Canada. That's what we were waiting for. That was on March 13th, and it could come into effect as early as June 1st. So on to the trade war with China. It's still out there. So we've entered the phase one agreement, and nothing's really going to change until we see some changes with China and their handling of international trade. So it is out there. The 301 duties are still in effect. We're seeing additional exclusions being added as we speak. So if you are bringing in product from China, give us a call. We can assess if it's been on one of the exclusion lists. We'll just need the tariff number. But also, there's some questions about the N95 and KN95 masks from China. The regular rate of duty, the general rate of duty, still applies, but they are eliminating the 301 duties on the N95 masks specifically. I will do a specific update podcast in the next few days about the KN95 and N95 masks and other protective equipment that are being used for the virus. We've gotten a lot of calls. We are handling that for a number of clients. So if you have questions, if it's something that you're looking to import and you've never imported before, please feel free to give us a call. Thank you for listening. If you do have questions about anything that was on the podcast today, please give us a call. Our office number is area code 716-995-2900, and you could reach me directly at extension 100. If you would like, also send me an email with your questions, Damon, D-A-M-O-N, at Welke, WELKEUSA.com. Again, thank you for listening, and we will have a podcast out shortly about the KN95 and the N95 masks. Thank you, and have a wonderful day.
This has been Trade Secrets, the podcast hosted by Damon Piatek, President and CEO of Welke Customs Brokers USA. Thank you for listening.